We continue our learning. We are in Bava Metzia, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Vad Masai Chai B'Lahachris. He was speaking about an Aveda that has Simanim. You have to make an announcement. You announce for 6 months, a year, no one shows up. At what point can you stop announcing? What's the limit? So the Mishnah says, Akadesha Yede Boshchenov, Div Ravi Meir. To the point where the people of the neighbors of where the object was found know about the fact that the object was found and no one comes to claim it. So that's considered, that's sufficient, and after that you're able to keep it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Regalim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, three Regalim, why is that? Because in Yerushalayim, people would gather, all of Am Yisrael would gather on a Shlosha Regalim, it's Man Beis HaMikdash, and that point, hopefully the owner would show up and they would make announcements, and he may not come the first regal, he may or didn't pay attention to the announcement, and only comes the next regal or the final regal. So it's Shlosha Regalim, and V'acha HaRegal Acharon Shiva Yamim, and after the last regal you announce for another 7 days, Kedei Sheyelech Leveso Shlosha V'yachzor Shlosha V'yachriz Yom Echad. So a person who hears the announcement can hear after the last regal. After the last regal, he has enough time to go home, give him 3 days to go home, check around to see if he's missing anything, and then v'yachzor shlosha to return back to Yerushalayim, and v'yachriz Yom Echad, which means when he returns, he'll hear the achraza for one more day, and be able to come and say, okay, these are the simanim, I actually did lose an object, these are the identifying marks, and he'll get his object. Some say that that v'yachriz Yom Echad means that the Baal HaAveda, he announces on that last day, not to the one who found it, but he says, I lost something and these are the simanim. The Gemara wants to know, 7 days, is that really sufficient? The Mishnah says in Tainus that people would take them 2 weeks to get back to areas near Nahar Pras after the Regalim. That's not enough time to go home and come back and check things out. Plus, the Gemara says, if let's say you're looking around for something, it may take a full day to look around at home. Maybe you need 8 days, 3 days to go home, 1 day at home to look around, and then 3 days to come back, and then the last day of announcement. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you can't put that burden, impose that burden upon the finder. He has to wait around, enough to wait around for 7 days after the last regel to make sure someone comes and continue the announcement. To do that for another 2 weeks or another month or plus, so that already is asking too much. The Gemara brings a brisa that this was all true Bizman Beis HaMikdash, but after the Beis HaMikdash, they would announce in the shuls, and even after the Batei Medrash, because those were public gathering places, but after that time, when the rule was when there was a foreign government ruling that if you found anything that belonged to the government and didn't want to have to give things away to the government that belonged to you, so it was enough to make an announcement to let you know if you found something, let your neighbors know about it, to let people who you know inform them, and that would be sufficient hopefully to get the message out. Perek. One more point is that in Yerushalayim there was a special place, a large rock called the Evan HaToin, which was a stone upon which people make a claim. That's where you'd make the announcement. People would see you, and that's where people would come to make sure that they, if they lost anything, to hear the announcement. Evan HaToin, the special claiming rock that was in Yerushalayim. Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin. Amar Aveda v'lo Amar Simoneh lo yiten lo. Person is able to say the Aveda, but not the simanim, you don't give it to him. So what does that mean? So it sounds like he's coming to claim his aveda, and he's able to say, I lost a garment, but he doesn't give you the simanim of the garment, so you don't give it to him. That's the fact that he's able to tell you that he lost a garment. Now the Gemara has a machlokas amoraim between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman, asked exactly what the person who finds the object is supposed to announce. According to Rav Yehuda, so he announces, Aveda, there's an object that I found. And the person who comes along, he says, well, I lost a garment. So what the Mishnah is telling you is that even though he says, I lost a garment, he tells you what the object was, that's not sufficient. He didn't give the simanim. But according to Rav Nachman, the person who makes the enamin says, Glima. He's machris. I found a garment. So what does it mean when the Mishnah says, if the person comes along and tells you the name of the object but doesn't give you the simanim, don't give it to him? Why would I give it to him? I said I found a garment. He says, oh, by the way, I lost a garment. It doesn't give the simanim, and that's obvious you don't give it to him. So it means like this. You announce, I found a garment. He comes along and says, oh, the garment was red. The garment was green. So the Mishnah is saying that's not a siman. That's not a siman muvhak. You needs to be a particular particular siman, an identifying mark that's very specific. So giving those, according to Rav Nachman, who says you announce the object, the type of object that was found, as the other person can't just tell you the color. They have to give you more simanim, or else you don't give it to him. Say the Mishnah of Aharamai, let's say the person you suspect who's coming to claim the object, as that's mine, he's a Ramai. I mean, you know him from the past. You suspect him that he's really a deceptive person. So then, lo yitain, afa pishamar simanea, lo yitain lo. Even though he gives the simanim, you can't give it to him. Shenei Amar, based on the pasuk, adrosha chicha oso. Now that pasuk just means that you hold on to the object until your friend comes to investigate, to find it, to seek it out. But we learn from there a drash, ad shetidrosh es chicha. I guess a drash, right? We learn that you have to investigate your brother, adrosha chicha. Make sure you investigate im ramai hu meino ramai. Make sure he's not a ramai. And if he gives simanim, then you may not return it to him because you can't trust him. Now, there's a machlokes, whether or not if he gives simanim muvhak, if he gives really specific simanim, maybe I should be able to return it to him. Even if he's a ramai, he's obviously telling the truth. That's a machlokes. Then the Mishnah says, kol davar she'osev ochel yasev yochel. Here we're talking about, let's say you have an animal that you found. So you announced it, the owner doesn't come, so you're holding on to it for a while. But it's something that could make money, can make a profit. It's osev ochel. It can do work and you can eat from it, you can profit from it. You have a cow, you have able to plow and able to profit from that. You have let's say you have a donkey. The donkey's able to schlep things, able to make money from that. So then do that. Don't sell it and get the money and hold on to the money for the owner, because the owner would rather have his animal, and the animal's not deteriorating and you're using it for something. It's not too much effort on your part because you can make a profit from it during that time. So then you do that. Yasev yochal. I don't have to do that forever though. Let's say behemagasa, like we said, a cow or the like, or a tarnagolis, which produces eggs, so that I'm able to gain from, that you have to care for 12 months. If it's a younger calf or something like that, or a small donkey, so then for 3 months. After that, what do? You could buy it yourself, for yourself, and put the money aside for the owner, or you sell it and put the money aside for the owner. So that's what. And if it's a davar she'eino sev ochel, let's say geese or let's say roosters that you can't really gain from them at all, imacher, you're allowed to sell them. The Gemara says you can't sell them right away. Let's say geese and tarnagolim, small tarnagolim, you have to care for them for 30 days until the owner. If the owner doesn't come after 30 days, you can sell them. If they're larger, for three days, and some of these the opposite. The larger ones for 30 days, the smaller ones for 3 days. Shenamar, how do I know that I should try to do the best for the owner regarding returning the animal? If it's something I think he's going to want, I should try to take care of it for a longer time. But if it's obviously going to deteriorate over time and it's better that he gets the money and there's nothing to gain from it, so then you should sell it and get the money. Shenamar b'hashevo salo, make sure you return it to him. Re'eh hech tishivenu lo. You should think about, be attentive to the fact, what's the best way to return the object to make sure that he's going to get the object back, or to get the value of the object back, whatever is better. What do you do with the money that I have from selling the Aveda? You're allowed to use them. And since you're allowed to use them, so then if anything happens to them, even bonus, you're like a shoal now. Even if it's an accident, you have to pay for it. You're not allowed to use the money. And therefore, the money is lost. The Gemara says it doesn't mean you're not chayv in gnei b'aveda. You are, because you have the status of a Shomer Sacher when you're a Shomer Aveda. You just don't, you just putter from Onsen. Why do you have the status of a Shomer Sacher when you're a Shomer Aveda? Because there's what we call the Pruta de Rav Yosef. If people come to collect Tzedakah, and you're busy with the Aveda, you don't have to give that money. You may end up profiting and getting some money over time because of the fact that you have an Aveda. So Shomer Aveda, you become the Shomer Sacher. Shomer Sacher is only putter and Onsen. And therefore, even though you're not using the money, according to Rabbi Akiva, and you're not chayv b'acharayis. Not chayv b'acharayis just means you're not chayv an onus. According to Rabbi Tafron, since you can use the money after you sold the object, you're chayv even an onus. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're going to be pater in onus, but still chayv in pshia and gneva v'aveda.